Donaldson, lovely chest down, finds Shinny, return ball, Donaldson up towards the edge of the area, can he beat the keeper? It's a good save, Donaldson back on his feet, can he finish? He does! Now the goal has come, Blues deserve it, Clayton Donaldson has earned it too, 62nd minute, lovely through ball from Shinny, at first Donaldson was denied, he picked himself back onto his feet and drilled it left footed into the net, the goal on 62 minutes, it's Rotherham 0 Blues 1.
Gary, I mean, the only thing that was wrong with the performance was the margin, because everything else was terrific this afternoon.
Yep, I think it was the best performance so far from the players. I think it's the most complete performance. I thought we controlled the lion's share of possession and created the lion's share of the chances, and obviously hit the woodwork twice first half as well. And really it was a case of, you know, after that first half, could we do the same second half? And I think all but 5-10 minutes of it where we come under a little bit of pressure, which you know Rotherham are going to do. They're very good at it. You know, they go direct and get players around the ball. But I thought we defended it manfully and showed great quality when we needed to. So, you know, really, really pleased and impressed with the players' confidence and the way they're building these performances. And as I said, I think that was the pick of the bunch of the game so far.
The passing and the movement, is this the fruit of 2 weeks on the training ground with most of them available to you?
Well, I think it's the fruit of some work on the training ground. I think it's some work off the ball as well, because I think sometimes the slick passing and the possession often is around working harder to give options to the player on the ball, and we've done quite a lot of fitness work. And the players have bought into that. You know, they've been really good at it, and like we always say to them, listen, you can't play well and win games without running and covering ground. You know, the top teams do it. And that's something we need to work on and build more, because obviously we can't, there's only so much you can do in 2 weeks. But the response was fantastic. And I just think at the moment, they're playing like they enjoy their football, and that's what you want them to do. But not in a soft way. You know, we're doing it in a tough way where we're doing all the other side of the game as well. But of course, you know, we're not going to get carried away, but I think we should celebrate some of the performances, you know, and not worry about what's ahead, because at the moment, you know, something to be pleased about.
All players need different treatment. In the case of Andy Shinny, he needed confidence building. Can't believe he started 4 games in a row before, and we see the dividends paid off. I mean, that was a great individual performance.
Yes, I thought he was terrific. He gets into some really, really clever little pockets. And I think, you know, once or twice his feet were fantastic, and actually probably should have done better with one or two of the finishes. And I've said that to Shins. I said, look, your performances so far have grown and grown and grown, and you just need to now put that little bit of icing on the cake and pull the trigger with one or two of these shots. But I think sometimes, you know, and it's part of my philosophy really, is that you've got to try and trust players. If I think he's a good player, then I can't judge him on one game and then take him out of the team. I've got to run the risk of playing him in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games and seeing if I can get the Andy Shinny that I saw lots of times in Scotland that scored lots and lots of different goals. And I think with that run of games, players get confidence. You know, and it's up to Shins now to go and build that confidence and those performances.
You live every kick like most managers during a game. Were you just starting to think, at the time the goal came, were you just starting to wonder whether it was going to come at all? Because it was Andy Shinny who unlocked it, and Clayton needed the 2 attempts to put it away. But you just started to wonder a little bit.
Well, I wasn't too worried at that point because, you know, I mean, again, you know, we're not greedy. I think if we come away from home and play fantastically well and take a point and a clean sheet, and we wouldn't have been disappointed with that. So at 0-0, you know, yes, you want to nick one, but I don't think that desperation, you feel that on the bench. I think my worry, which sounds slightly ironic, is that when we scored, you then worry that might just kick Rotherham into life a little bit, and you know, they'll go and have that little bit of pressure and they'll start to get momentum, because our nature is that we want to drop back and protect what we have. So, and I worried that if they'd have got one, then maybe we'd have seen that edgy last 5-10 minutes of the game. But we saw it out brilliantly, and you know, for some of the headers, I think Robbo's jumped, you know, he's, what is he, 5'10", he's jumped about 8'6" for one of the headers. He was absolutely monumental. And I thought there were lots of big-hearted performances on the pitch today.
Just one final thing from me, a big-hearted performance in the goal away to your right. The away end was a wall of noise today. That was something else, wasn't it?
No, they were brilliant. You know, again, you look at the seats, and it's only the red of the seats that probably stopped me thinking it might have been a home game, because the noise they made and, like you say, the wall of blue was absolutely fantastic. And I don't think quite they know how much we appreciate that. I think the last 10-15 minutes, you know, they have literally carried and dragged the players through. You know, I think Clayton went down once, got up, got cheered and sprinted 50 yards across to close someone down. Shinny did exactly the same. And sometimes, you know, again, without being cliche, they can be the extra man, they can drag you through. So Long may that continue. I think what we will need, you know, them to support us just as much on a poor performance and when things are not going quite as well for us, because at some point, obviously, that might happen. But together, I think, you know, we can certainly achieve something.